Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. And he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, his Father Almighty. From thence he shall come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Jesus shall come again and he shall judge the living and the dead. The living and the dead means the good and the evil. There are three apocalyptic happenings which are going to happen one right after the other, virtually simultaneously, and here they are. Number one, the end of this world as we know it. Scripture speaks of mountains melting, the sun and the moon no longer giving their light. St. Paul says, to sum it all up, the figure of this earth is a passing figure. They shall not live forever. We have not here a lasting city. Rather, we walk in search of the eternal city. So, the end of the world, God has said so. And right with that, the second and final coming of Jesus. And when he comes again, he will judge the living and the dead. Now, this judgment is called universal or general or final, and it will be of all human beings. There will be no logistical difficulties, but because we won't be in time anymore, we'll be in eternity. Time shall be no more, nor measurements of time. Seconds, minutes, hours, years, millennia. In eternity, there is no time. And Jesus has said that he will gather before him all the nations of the earth. That is to say, all the peoples and every single individual. Again, I assure you that in eternity, there are no logistical problems of time and space. Time is no more. Space is unending. And he has said that he'll place the good ones as sheep on his right hand and the evil ones as goats on his left hand. By the way, I've noticed in my missionary travels that sheep always stay together. If a herd of sheep is crossing a dirt road up in the Andes, you stop your jeep. Because if you keep that jeep going, a lamb or a ram would sooner run in front of the jeep than subject itself to the fright of being separated from the flock of sheep. When Jesus speaks of the saved as sheep, he's speaking of the ones who kept true unity in him without looking for merely human solutions. Whereas I found that goats allow themselves to be separated quite easily. Sheep, union. And not just a human cohesion, but unity in the truth and in the love of Jesus Christ the Savior. Goats, separation. Just go your own way. And Jesus will say to the ones on his right, come, you blessed of my Father, enter into the kingdom that was prepared for you and for the holy angels from the beginning of the world. And then to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed ones, into everlasting fire. This is in St. Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said it. I wouldn't dare say a thing like this if Jesus hadn't said it. And in fact, he did say it repeatedly. So I believe. Now, before Jesus' second coming occurs, and nobody knows when that will be, he said so. He said, it is not for you to speculate about the seasons and times of those things which have been predetermined by my Father. We know he shall come for a second and last time. We know not when. We do know, however, that before Christ's second and final coming occurs, the church must undergo a terrible trial. A trial so heavy that it shall shake the faith of many people. The church shall be persecuted. She always has been. But this will be one final, horrible persecution. And that terrible persecution will unveil what Scripture calls the mystery of evil. The mystery of evil. There will be a terrible deception. A terrible lie. The lie, in one way or another, will be this. We, someone who is not God, or a group that is not God, we will solve your problems. We will make you happy. Just get away from the truth. And as you know, Jesus said, I am the truth. The Antichrist will glorify himself, not God, will try to take the place of God. It is intrinsically evil. I say it again, it is unbaptizable, it is uncurable, you can't fix it up. It is intrinsically evil to say that salvation consists in having it good, having money, having an easy life, heaven is here. That is an intrinsically evil thought. It's a terrible deception. We have one happiness. We are created by Him, for Himself. In Him we live and move and are. He is the only hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.